Watch them. Yeah, all right. You're right. Yeah, yeah. Coming from some funny places. What you say, bro?
What's happening, bro?
Trying to get down. Well, you know, look here. We can have it.
That's right. Right on.
Yeah. Ain't no alcohol. Man, I don't dig it. What you say, Jason?
Say, don't be so mean.
You know I'm clean now.
And on the sea.
Excuse me, cat, yeah. While I rap. Look here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, what you say, I'm walking all over this place, man, because we're having a good time. Well, cheese show is funky.
Go on and do it.
Cheese, you're trying to please, huh?
Oh,
You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland and KQAC HD3 Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. This is Everyday Mixtapes.
Hey!
Welcome to a very special live edition. We have Brown Calculus and Fountain in the building. Hi, guys.
Yo.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm so excited.
Hey, hi. I know.
So you guys are playing a show coming up with Tyrone and Aomari on Monday, March 19th at Holocene. You guys excited?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. They're really good people, good musicians.
Cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be legit.
Very cool.
Cool. Is it their first time in Portland?
Doing a show, do you guys know?
I don't know.
I know that they've came to visit a series of times, but not to perform, just to like get a sense of the city. Mm-hmm. They're really good guys, though. So. But I have yet to see them perform on a stage till the 19th.
Mm-hmm. Same. Mm-hmm.
Same. Tight. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Should be good. And then Brown Calculus, both of you guys are in different projects, correct? Around Portland, music projects.
Yes.
We're actually in the same, yeah, but yeah.
Like the same, yeah. Same. But
explain that, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, me and Dre are in Brown Calculus, but we're also in Tribe Mars. And then Dre's also in the Pariahs. So he has another project as well.
Cool.
Yeah,
cool,
with
cool.
West Guy and some other great musicians. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Cool.
Play a lot of music.
And then how long has the Brown Calculus been an entity? How long have you been around for?
It's been a little over a year now.
Cool.
Like, we've been friends for several years, but we've been making music for this project for, yeah, a little over a year.
We're coming up on the anniversary of our first, the release of our first single.
Wow.
Self-Care, right?
Yes.
Yeah, on Friday, right? I think.
March 9th.
March 9th.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Dang, that's cool. I remember when that came out.
Yeah.
It was good. It was like really, really good time for it.
Mm-hmm.
Very
nice.
Very appropriate. Yeah.
And what's cool about that is that same day, the video for it is being shown at the POW Fest.
Yeah, yeah.
The women's women in film festival. So that's exciting that it's on the exact same, a year since we've put the song out.
That's really exciting.
Cool.
Way to make it happen.
And then Fontaine, how long have you been performing for?
Since 2014? No. 2014. That's when I was 21.
Dang.
So,
and you're from Portland, right?
Yes, I am. I'm from the northeast side of Portland, right over there by Woodlawn Park. Woodlawn. I'll release my first album, Black Sushi, which will also have an anniversary this month on the 20th.
Nice. Mm.
Along with my second album, Wisteria, who will have an anniversary on the
8th. Oh, March, man.
March. Yeah.
Well, I was a huge fan of March in March Madness in Dragon Ball Z still, and they usually change the pathway of their series with dynamic inserts in March, Piccolo, etc. So that's why I chose to release all the time in March.
Hmm.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I don't know what Piccolo is. Can you?
Well, Piccolo is this character out of an anime called Dragon Ball Z who came to Earthrealm to take back what was rightfully his, i.e. the Dragon Balls, which is what the series is titled. And they didn't go into a deep discussion of why. At first, they made him this object and enemy. And then he had a son, Piccolo Jr., and they fly back because, all the Dragon Balls seem to erase because he's supposed to be the Kame-sama of Earth, which is the caretaker of Earth. And he was afraid of himself, so he removed the evilness in him, and that created a whole other person called Piccolo.
Whoa.
So there's Piccolo and there's Kami, but they're two one entities. They're both one entity, sorry. And so over the course of the series, they go back to planet Namek, which is where they find out that Kame and Piccolo are from, and that is pretty much the motherland in a sense, like Africa would be.
Mm-hmm.
And they find out everybody is born from this race, are from this place, and are spread out throughout the universe. And only place that you can get the Dragon Balls that are that sacred is on planet Namek, which is where Piccolo is from. So as the course of the series, gains and broadens over time, he becomes more in tune with himself, like most people, do so in finding their culture aspect, etc., of not knowing who they are. And he ended up letting go of a lot of things and teaching a lot of people things that he wouldn't have done in his past life, which is really good. So it's cool.
That is cool.
That's so insightful. I had no idea.
Yeah, thanks for that. I'm glad I asked the question. The elephant
and
in the
so
room.
What happened? What the March thing though? What happened in March?
So Piccolo. In March, what happened that changed the course of this the Dragon Ball series is that's when they went back to Planet Namek and Piccolo was resurrected by the Dragon Balls from Planet Namek, and he went on this huge fighting spree to fight for his people for once in his life because he had ran away from his people, and he had forgotten who he was because he had ran away for so long that he was so destructive. So he found himself back home and grounded himself in the process. He fused with Kami and they became one again, and he became twice as strong and twice as smarter and twice as wiser. And so he was able to help people like Goku, etc., who are main characters in that series, to elevate. Usually he's fighting the big bad boss character first before anybody to tell them information about what's going on. But if he dies, everybody dies because he is the Dragon Balls. So you can't be revived if you have no Dragon Balls.
Right. Mm-hmm. Full circle.
Boom, boom.
Cool. So if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Fontaine and Vaughn and Andre of Brown Calculus, who are performing with Tyrone and Aomari on Monday, March 19th at Holocene. So we're going to play a few songs, and we're going to start out with a song by Fontaine. Do you want to introduce it really quick?
This is a song that I made. I usually just throw together beats, but I wanted to put like a soundscape together, and I was eating Blue Ranch sunflower seeds, so it's titled Blue Ranch. I go by this different identity called VSLP, which is what typically people say, brown water. So it's supposed to be synonymous to you are what you drink, but very special or ordinary people.
Okay.
And yeah, this is the song, and it's really great. Check it out.
Great. So this song is called Blue Ranch.
Yes, it is.
And you are listening to Everyday Mixtapes on X-Ray FM.
Groove like that, cool like that, groove like that. You know that I'm the man, and we can, you know. Smooth like that. Cool like that, grew like that. You know that I'm the man, and we can, you know. Smooth like that, groove like that. Cool like that, grew like that. Thank you.
to stay true to her quest, cause she meant something deep to her. Soon come clear reality.
And if you ask me, I couldn't be much help, cause a friend is somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, for some mistake you count as for being a fool. They like to be with some because they're funny, others come around when they need some money. Some you grew up with around the way, and you're still real close to the
this very day.
Song you wish you never knew at all.
Friends.
Friends,
how many of us have them?
Friends,
once we can't depend on
friends.
Before we go any further, let's be friends.
How many of us have them?
Friends,
once we can't depend on
friends.
She even had a set of keys to your home, and you shared mostly everything you own. She shook your hand, stole your man. It was done so swift, it had to be a plan.
We can depend on friends.
How many of us have them?
Friends.
Before we go any further, let's be friends.
Thank you.
smoking weed, but it's off for me. Yeah, you feel my stage, but it's off for me.
Yeah, I'm a hell of a group. X-Ray FM would like listeners to know about Wayfinding Academy, a new two-year college at the heart of a movement to flip a backwards higher education system frontwards. They help you figure out what the hell you want to do with your life and handcraft a curriculum so you can develop your skills. Applications for the inaugural cohort start August 2016, are now open. Nominate or become a student at wayfindingacademy.org.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from 11PDX Magazine, Portland's monthly music magazine since 2011. 11PDX highlights the local music, visual arts, film, and literature communities and is available at over 250 Portland metro locations or online at 11pdx.com, Twitter at 11pdx.
Welcome back to X-Ray FM. This is Everyday Mixtapes.
We have Brown Calculus and Fontaine in the studio with us if you weren't listening before, but we're interviewing both of them for the show.
What's up?
What'd it do?
So we just heard a track. That last track was by Fontaine featuring Blossom called...
It's called All For Me.
All For Me. I like that little Aaliyah sample. And that was cool.
Thanks. Yeah. Snooksworth, he's a really good producer. He produced that song. And we literally made that in a studio apartment with a plug-in USB mic.
Whoa.
And a whole bunch of plugins on Ableton, believe it or not. And I called Blossom over, we just got together and did what, you know, good people do when they're in a good vibe. We made some pretty good music. At first, we weren't even going to put it out on the album, but I decided to because I love Blossom. She's a sweetheart, and I had never really did music with her, minus Black Magic Woman as a production credit, so I wanted to get some audio, so it was nice.
I like it. It's a good summer, kind of like, warm, yes, breezy track.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you want to check out the whole playlist, you can go to xray.fm and click on the playlist button to see everything we have been playing.
Yeah, and there's more work from Fontaine also on Bandcamp, so you can look there.
Indeed. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I've been kind of wondering with Brown Calculus, how is this project different than Tribe Mars? Just for people who are just tuning in now. Or maybe we're familiar with Tribe Mars and not with Brown Calculus.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Well, it's just us. So in Tribe Mars, there's 8 members currently. And we all pretty much have equal parts of creative contribution to the band. So it ends up just obviously the finished product is going to be different sounding than when me and Vaughn are working just together, you know, and it's like, you know, my stuff and her stuff, and it's just, it's a different thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Do you think it's a little more improvised than like Tribe Mars?
No.
Because sometimes the songs that we make start off as like freestyling, mm-hmm, but then it becomes a song, so I wouldn't say it has more like improvisational aspects, but
and that's the process in Tribe Mars as well.
Yeah, that's true.
We kind of improvise a lot of ideas until they become grooves that we kind of develop and stuff like that. So I would say it's we kind of build off of each other's ideas more in Brown Calculus. Like I'll have like a maybe a general structure of a beat or a song, and then Vaughn will write lyrics and add melodies and stuff like that, and then that'll kind of like, you know, then we go in different direct, you know,
yeah,
build off of that and sort of kind of build off of each other.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's deliberate though, you know. There's certain improvisational aspects to I think, you know, the way that I play,
mm-hmm,
and also the way that Vaughn performs and sings. And that's kind of the improvisational aspect that we bring to it. But the material is pretty planned, right, you know.
Cool. Well, we both know and are curious and know that you were just in Puerto Rico, and we're kind of curious to know more about that. And what did you, I guess, learn from performing there, and how was your trip? What were the performances? What was the crowd like? Different than Portland, I imagine.
Oh yeah, definitely different from Portland. But still, you know what I noticed was the same, and it's something I really appreciated, was that people are really, in Puerto Rico, people are really supportive mm-hmm. about what you're doing. Like, here we are coming from thousands of miles away, and folks came out and supported us at our shows. And we got a chance to be on air there with Radio Red. And people heard us on the radio and mm-hmm. then came to our show like the following week because of that. They don't even know us.
And we're out there speaking like people's second language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like yeah, presenting and like, you know what I mean? It'd be like, so people were very, very receptive and very supportive for sure. It was really cool. It's a great, great artistic community down there.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some connections with a lot of artists that are doing some really, really cool things and part of some really cool artistic movements down there. So, yeah, that was a really, really great trip.
Anybody you think we should listen to from down there?
There's a dude who's now a local cat, John Nada. He lives in Portland now. He just mm-hmm. moved from over there. He just put an album out. The Pariahs are playing a show with him March 24th, Mississippi Pizza.
Very cool.
And yeah, Busco Buya is a good group to check out.
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, they're doing some cool stuff. And then their guitarist has a solo project, Baidoa. He's really, really cool music.
He's amazing.
Yeah. And he's just, they're great. They're great people. Busco Buya has set up a fund to help independent musicians out there because people have been affected by the storm and stuff like that. A lot of people lost opportunities to play, and people who make their living off of that stuff are not able to make their income because the clubs don't have any electricity and nobody can play. So she's been organizing, you know, the people in that band have been organizing a lot of, it's called Prima. And it's a really cool, they give grants to musicians, essentially, just like small grants to, you know, so they can keep going. So they're doing really cool stuff. People are working together and rebuilding, and the artists, I think, are always the first people to come out and try to rebuild and band together. And I think fundamentally for me as an artist, like, I believe in humans on a human level, you know, mm-hmm. like, if we're working together, I think we can accomplish something. I'm not going to, like, wait until some entity, the government or somebody else, comes down and puts everything back together or whatever, because that's not, in my experience, how things happen. So, you know, in order to create change or create anything, it just takes people working together and doing stuff, you know what I mean?
For sure.
Yep. Yeah.
Fountain is also in the studio. Did you have any questions for Brown Calculus?
Nah, man, these guys are awesome.
Have you performed with them before?
I have not. I've seen two shows out of the many shows that they have done so far, and two of them being Doug shows. And I didn't even know that. It's funny because I didn't even know that they were like a band. At first, I had thought that Vaughn was like solo at the beginning of their like path towards making music, and then I saw them live, and I was like, oh shoot, you know, there's my man Dre, because I actually watched a lot of him playing the piano and stuff in the Pariahs and stuff like that as well, and it's just really nice to see them come along. honestly.
Thank you.
Very cool. So if you're just tuning in, we are Everyday Mixtapes on X-Ray FM. We are talking to Brown Calculus and Fontaine, who are performing on
March 19th.
Yeah.
At Holocene.
With Tyrone and Aomari. I'm excited.
It's going to be a good show. We're going to turn up on a Monday.
So. You take the Tuesday off. Get that Tuesday off.
Right.
Come through.
Like schedule.
Check the calendar.
Or, you know, go in late. Next day.
Oh, yeah. Hit the boss with that, you know, I got that sickness. That exists in the air.
Save your sick days.
I need to go.
It's going to be a good one.
All right. So speaking of sick days, we're gonna play a song by Brown Calculus up next. Did you want to do a little intro?
Oh yeah, the track is Self Care, and that song, like we said earlier, it was our first single, and it's nice because people have been really receptive to this song because self care is kind of like a buzz term these days, mm-hmm. but it's still good that people are now taking the time to. Take care of themselves and start to love themselves and stop putting up, you know, with their own crap, you know. So that's what this song's about.
Cool. Well, here it is. You're listening to Everyday Mixtapes.
Days like this, I sit and ponder. What makes me do the things that I do? Am I being true? Am I being real with you? The closer I get to realizing who I am, the walls begin to fall and peace is sustained. But sometimes there's them days you begin to feel weak. Start to crawl. Fighting them selfish thoughts. Is it self-care or I don't care? Sometimes I can't quite tell the difference. Grab a rose quartz and get to loving yourself. Soar with all their might.
just to see the city float around and people watch. Cali sun shining uncontested, not the fastest mode. If you wanna scoop round town, I don't really mind. Little walking exercise ain't never hurt, besides on days like this. Pays to take a breath. Reformat the stress. Reformat the stress.
Reformat the stress.
Hey.
Time and time again, I end up in an argument with myself. Would never get my point across. I cross my heart and hope I die without. Out of care at all. If I could share my fall, I probably wouldn't even trip. Tick, tick, tick. Feeling like a bomb explode on days like this. Then I take a break. From after stress.
From after stress.
From after stress.
From after stress.
Hey.
You even
X-Ray FM wants listeners to know about Reach Community Development, a nonprofit that has created quality, affordable housing for working individuals, low-income families, and seniors throughout Portland Metro since 1982. To support housing success, Reach also offers a series of programs and services that help residents pursue and realize their goals. Creating quality, sustainable homes and empowering residents to achieve their goals builds a strong sense of community. More information at reachcdc.org.
Arts organization that provides working artists with space to live and create while integrating them into a broader community of residents. More information at falconartcommunity.com.
Welcome back to Everyday Mixtapes on X-Ray FM.
We just have like 5 minutes left, so...
Yeah, thank you to Brown Calculus and Fountain for coming on the air with us. Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
For having
us. It was fun.
It was so fun. So they are having a show with Tehran and Aomari. Sorry, I was pronouncing it wrong. Monday, March 19th at Holocene. You can get tickets for that at holocene.org. And then one little shout out we wanted to... highlight was a show coming up called Show Us Some Love, which is a fundraiser from the Art Save My Life grant. That is going to be put on by YGB, Doug, and Friends of Noise. That's a cool open mic DJ kind of live performance showcase. More information for that can be found on YGB's Instagram or Deep Underground's Instagram. And what's the date? That is on March 17th, 2 days before your show. Any last words?
Yeah, I'll be performing with PD Extra Fly at that show. Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that segue.
Oh. Excited. Yeah.
All right.
But no more. Sorry. Thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself. Look healthy.
Love Look yourself. Healthy. Just love yourself.
Be healthy.
All right. Thanks, y'all, for tuning in. We're going to play one last track by Brown Calculus. This is called Good Job.
And we'll catch you next week. Yeah?
Bye. Yeah.
Bye.
Reduced to